Sports.
West Coast Eagles.
Sports.
Alicia has been a very angry girl. Alicia, for the past 2 weeks, you have not been here. And let me guess, you've come back raging. You've come back yelling at me. You've gone off. Why is it for the past 2 years you've been getting angry? Every single sports report. How you been, Alicia? How you been?
Good. I am not angry, Christian. Because I wasn't here, okay?
You're always angry, no matter what.
You were adding you
the... I'm going to tell you something. Look who's talking!
Yeah, that's it. There we go. That's it. Come on. There we go. That's
you were relaxing in the unit. And rather caring in the world. It was great. And now we can move on.
And there's Mr. Ben talking about
fencing. She's a changed woman, okay?
Are you sure?
And it's like a duck, you know, it rolls off her back. You know, just... Okay, no problems here, Christian. I think you're the one with the anger issue now.
The anger issue.
And I am back, everyone.
Yeah, Hamish is back too.
Hamish is back too.
He's back again.
Psychology transference, but I don't know.
All right, sports guys, what's been happening in the world of sports? What's been happening?
So let's see, in the NRL on Thursday night, let's talk about the terrible Broncos. And you know what? I absolutely love stirring up everyone. You know me.
Question.
I love stirring up teams.
Listen to me, careful.
Yeah, talk. Say, come on.
Don't you dare to McGinn in our
You world. Don't even go for the Broncos, Alicia. So what are you talking about? You
Isn't
know?
You?
Oh, so Alicia, come on.
I
move on anyway. Panthers 34, Broncos 12. Nathan Cleary, outstanding game. Put an absolute clinic. And unfortunately for the Broncos, they couldn't get their grand final revenge from last year.
Yeah. And what about Christian?
Yeah.
What about your team getting absolutely smashed?
We'll get to that soon. But however, there was actually a game before that. Anyway, we'll get before that. There was the Warriors and the Raiders.
Yes.
18-10. So Canberra's loss. Warriors won their first game of the season. Yes. Looked pretty good with Roger Tua back, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Looked very good, And yeah, it's pretty good. So how'd you think of the game, Will? How'd you think?
I think there was a great game with Warriors win over the Raiders.
Yep. Any slapping going on too?
No.
In your crowd?
No,
hopefully, fingers crossed, because if so, you know, it could be, if not, a lifetime ban going on, Will. So you gotta
I've
be
just
careful.
Noticed that Will's wearing his Penrith Panthers hat. Not the Melbourne ones, but like last year that he was
wearing. Yeah,
but was that in the Penrith Panthers Easter show bag, that one?
Yes, it was part of the Easter show bag.
He probably just went up there and asked the person, say, give me the Panthers show bag.
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay, so now...
Move on to the next one.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, next one here. So an absolute embarrassment, actually, on that night. So I turned it off after 10 minutes, actually. It was the Roosters and Souths game. I may have not thrown my phone across the wall. That's very full on.
What happened? Why is that such a drubbing?
Well, because, now put it this way, Souths have been struggling
team,
for the past
right,
6 months.
Yes, it is.
We've been on the downfall for 6 months now, and we've had plenty of issues around the club. You know, coaching staffs have problems. We've had problems around the team.
Problems. Follows Roosters besides me and my dad, Hamish and Piggles. They all follow Roosters, don't you?
Everyone follows Roosters.
Yep.
Didn't you used to follow like the Melbourne Storm one time?
Tell you what, that's news to me.
That's it though.
I live on the North Shore, darling. I'm not going to follow the Roosters for no apparent reason.
Absolute clinic there, but yeah, and also speaking of which, a few of my friends actually went to the game and they actually walked out after 20 minutes of the first half. They just walked out. So I got a call from them saying, Christian, I'm done. I'm like, what? Like we literally just left after 20 minutes. I'm like, right. You walked out in the first half? He's like, yeah. Like,
and
fair enough.
Speaking of embarrassments, what about the
Gold Coast Titans up against the Bulldogs, 32-0. Titans, bad news for them. Their captain Tino Famasili is out for the season with an ACL. Which is a huge blow for them. The Titans have been terrible to start the year. I mean, people are going to say, oh, but the Titans have got 2 points. But guess what? They got 2 points from having a week off, you know, which really doesn't help them. Yeah. And for the Bulldogs, I'll tell you what, the Bulldogs played very well. This is probably by far the best performance I've seen by the Bulldogs in over, like, probably 20 years since they last won the comp. It's literally how good they played. So very good for them.
And the disappointing Dragons losing to
the
Cowboys. Jeez, the
Dragons, 24-4, they were up against the Cowboys, and they just absolutely threw it in the bin, while the Cowboys put on an absolute 42 unanswered points on top of the Dragons to just smash them. You know, 46-24.
The absolute shock, Tigers
big shock.
Actually winning a game. And smashing them. Not even a, it wasn't a close game.
No. You know. And speaking of which, anyway, so it would have been around last week. I tipped the Tiger. The Sharks last week, and the Sharks obviously got smashed. Anyway, I move on from there. Sorry, Sharks fans. Next one here. Marky's cheating Parramatta team up against. unfortunately,
they don't cheat. They don't cheat.
Oh, they do cheat. They do, don't worry.
No, sorry. Mark's not here today. I was trying to do his voice. Yes, yes.
Good old Marky. What did you say? Yep, so sorry about that one, guys. Just a little cut off. Anyway, move on from there. So, yeah, Eels 28-24 against Manly. Marky's cheating Eels. Unfortunately, Marky actually last week was talking about how he was going to secretly bribe the referee. But anyway, Mark's not here today, so we can't.
Knights beating the Storm. What happened there?
Yeah, anyway, so the Knights picking up their first win of the season up against Craig Bellamy's angry Melbourne Storm. And, big win. Big win there anyway.
And we've got the games this weekend. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, actually, yep, we do. Sorry. Yep, just got to go through it this week. And also, just let you guys know, I'm not watching any football this week because I'll be doing other things. So can't wait for that.
Okay, Roastels. All right,
first one here. Roosters.
This
up
is
going to
be a tough one. I mean, Panthers don't have Nathan Cleary.
No, he's out for 5 weeks. Hamstring injury. He's out. Yeah, big loss.
Rabbitohs versus Bulldogs. Do you think you can recover?
Are you tipping towards the Roosters and Panthers before we go to Rabbitohs and Bulldogs, Hamish? For me, I'm tipping the Roosters to win this one. I think the Roosters have shown that they are a good team, and Penrith without Nathan Cleary will be a bit
Cleary, unfortunately.
I'm tipping the Roosters.
Roosters.
The Roosters for this one.
I'll be tipping the Roosters. Because Panthers are not going to win, I'm going to tip the Roosters.
But if they win, Alicia, if they win, are you going to be getting angry again or getting fired up?
Yes.
Oh, yes, you will be. Yeah. Right, anyway, move on from there. Probably the most interesting game of the week, Souths and Bulldogs. Bulldogs had a big win, but look, let's be honest, the Titans are a garbage football side. So, you know, to be fair, like the Bulldogs expect to beat the Titans. Big game here. If Souths don't win this, they start the year 0-4. So it will be the first time since 2006 that we will start the year 0-4. You know what? For me, I'm tipping the Bulldogs this week. I've got a feeling that the Bulldogs will, continue their nice form. No, I have not. I've actually tipped the right team, Alicia. So
Broncos, Cowboys. I'm going to say game. Cowboys for this one.
Yeah, Cowboys for this one. Yeah, Cowboys.
Manly over Dragons. I'm going to say the Dolphins over the Titans. Dolphins are coming off a bye.
Manly over the Dragons, actually, for that one. And for the Titans and Dolphins, the Dolphins had a week off, so Dolphins will be fine.
Knights v Warriors.
Oh, interesting one here. I'll tell you what, Knights. You know, both teams. You know what? For me, I'm going to tip the Warriors for this one. I've got a feeling the Warriors will bounce back.
Raiders v Sharks.
Oh, it's the big one here. Yeah.
I'm going to go for the Raiders on this one.
You know what? For me, I'm going to go for the Sharks to bounce back against the embarrassment against the Tigers.
And Eels versus Tigers. I'm going to go for the Eels.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, you know what? For me, hang on. All right, you know what? For me, all right. Now, look, I'm going to tip the Tigers against Eels in that one just to, you know, I'm like, annoy you, Alicia. No, cannot wait. I'm going to tip the Tigers. Up the Tigers. Come on, get the win against Para. That's it.
The Tigers of old, we're strong and we're bold. Oh, we're from Tiger, yellow and black. Oh,
we're the West Coast Eagles.
Now we're on to the AFL. Okay, Thursday, we had St Kilda.
Quickly, Alicia, we're moving on.
Your team will lose.
I don't even go for the Tigers. I'm tipping them. It's part of the competition.
I'm tipping the Eels. So
I'm tipping the Tigers, Alicia.
Boo!
Like that. Just gets so fired up, Alicia. All right, move on. AFL, St Kilda, 94 against the Premiers, Collingwood.
Yeah. Collingwood aren't doing so well this year.
Oh, and no. Three. Wow.
And then Geelong beat Adelaide, 96-77. Fremantle beating North Melbourne, 102-76. Melbourne beating Hawthorn, 93-38. Swans. We beat Essendon.
How I love you, Swannies. Jeez, we're looking good, aren't we? Yeah. You know, the Essendon bought out everything. They were trying to, you know, hit us good cheap shots behind play. And guess what? We still came away with the Chocolates Bulldogs over the Gold Coast Sun. That was a tight tussle between Tom Liberatore and Matt Rowell in the middle there.
What about Port Adelaide v 92? Richmond.
Yep, Butters. He's a strong player. He's killing it. West Coast Eagles leaving. You know, Alicia. Alicia, what do you think about West
Coast
Eagles?
What do you think of it?
It's okay, I guess. Why?
What do you mean? Giants more than doubled their score.
Mark's team,
Okay, so
moving on.
This week, we've got a game on Thursday night.
Brisbane v Collingwood.
That's going to be huge. Both teams haven't won a game this year, and both teams made the grand final last year. Unbelievable scenes. At the Gabatoir, we'll see how
North Melbourne v Carlton. Carlton had a bye last week.
Who's
going to
win? Brisbane Lions versus Collingwood. Who's going to
win?
Brisbane.
I think for me, Brisbane, because I'm not really a huge fan of AFL, but I'm going to tip the Brisbane Lions because they are the favourites, so I'll tip them.
Yeah, what about...
Well, North Melbourne's got no chance against Carlton on Friday. Friday, March the 23rd, Adelaide. They never used to have a Good Friday game, but now they've got two. North Melbourne, Carlton. Fremantle versus Adelaide.
Fremantle on this one.
Kind of a couple of who cares games there. Saturday, Essendon versus Saints. Saints look good this year. Port Adelaide versus Melbourne.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, Port Adelaide look good.
Western Bulldogs.
Bulldogs smash them. Richmond versus Swans. Well, golly, Swannies can't do it, put a thing anything wrong.
Hawthorne versus Geelong.
All
I can say is at least Geelong aren't playing at home because playing Geelong on their own home turf, it's like playing Manly on their home turf. It's really hard to beat Geelong when they're home, but Geelong are away, so
down at
who knows?
Park. All right, now we have Formula One. It was a busy weekend in Melbourne last weekend. I was in Melbourne. It was I tried to get an apartment in Melbourne last week when the Formula One was on and all the footy was on. $900 for the cheapest apartment in the city. Am I going to do that? No. Ended up staying down in Portsea, didn't I? Huh? Get out of the hustle and bustle of that, but I'm sure it was very exciting for all the rev heads. Now, dear heart, you are a rev head, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Did you watch the Formula One?
Yeah.
And did you enjoy it?
Yep.
Now we have Ash. Yep.
Ash, did you watch the Formula One on the weekend, please?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell our listeners who your favourite race car driver is?
Damn.
Daniel Ricciardo is Ashley's favourite. And Daniel Ricciardo came 12th.
I tell you what, there's a big difference between the top three. The Aussie, Oscar Piastri, came in 4th. Just missed out on a pole. Now my good friend Benjamin, he watched the F1 on the weekend. Were you here or were you watching from the comfort of your living room?
I was at home.
Are you a big Formula One head?
It was the first Grand Prix that I was able to watch part of. Because it was a free and I had an essay due on the same day, so I had to get through that. But I would say that I watched last year's episode of Drive to Survive, and I was very interested to see that Red Bull had re-signed Daniel Ricciardo, and then he tested, and he came 12th.
Okay.
So that just proves that, I don't know, time is not favourable in some circumstances.
So you think it's a bit like sport, like like football, you reach a certain age and then you get. But what about Lewis Hamilton? He's still on top of his game, isn't he?
So I think it's more to do with the team and the car and the way Mercedes has played themselves in terms of engine performance and you know, all the aerodynamic issues that they've had over the past few years. And I think Ferrari will get better, one up over Verstappen, which, I mean, Verstappen had that brake issue late on in the race.
Now, what are your thoughts on... So, Ricciardo didn't have a great Formula One Grand Prix. What about Oscar Piastri? What do you think of him?
I think he will do well. I mean, it depends.
You look at the top three. The winner coming in at 1 hour, 20 minutes. The second guy, Leclerc, coming in at plus 2 seconds. Norris coming in at plus 5. That the top three. Then the fourth, plus 35 seconds. And it gets really, it stretches out a lot there. So a lot between the top three.
He is that it's by seconds, not by an hour. So behind or ahead of each car. So, as you accrue laps in F1, it's the gap between the car ahead and the car behind, essentially.
Okay. Now, I played a fair bit of Cruisin' USA in my time on the Nintendo 64 or whatever it was. I came in... I got the chocolates on a fair few of those races. How do you think I would go against Ricciardo these days?
Against Ricciardo, I think you will do very well. Depending on if you can drive a Formula One car at 200 kilometers an hour.
And just be like a Kia Rio or something.
Well, yeah. I don't know. A Kia Rio against a Formula One car would...
And it's go, go, go. Thanks, guys.
I think it's going to be an interesting week in the sport, given it is the long weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, so good luck to all your footy teams. You know, if you listen to this, they will always win.
Yeah.
Okay, that's our motto.
Yeah.
Listen to our sports, your team will always win.
Sports, 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 da 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 da. Sports.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.